You are not concerned.
I think you've answered my question too. They had to tell us themselves they made their decision.
Have you anything else to say to us, then?
No, not in this capacity.
My secretary will send you my account. Go in peace. Work out your salvation with diligence.
Goodbye, sir.
Yes?
Yes, come in.
She's waiting downstairs, Julia.
I know. I brought her here myself.
You didn't let her know you were seeing me first.
Of course not. I only came to tell you I'm sure she's ready to make a decision.
Was she reluctant?
Oh, no, not reluctant. Only diffident. She cannot believe that you will take her seriously.
That is not uncommon.
Or that she deserves to be taken seriously.
That is most uncommon. Thank you, Miss Berry.
I shall wait in the next room and come back when she's gone.
Yes, when she's gone.
Miss Cobblestone.
Yes.
Won't you sit down?
Thank you.
I believe you are a friend of Mrs. Shuttlethwaite.
Yes, it was Julia, Mrs. Shuttlethwaite, who advised me to come to you. Well, I've met you before somewhere, haven't I? Oh, of course. Oh, but I didn't know.
If there's nothing you need to know. I was there at the instance of Mrs. Shuttlethwaite.
I suppose most people, when they come to see you, are obviously ill, or can give good reasons for wanting to see you. Well, I can't. I feel perfectly well. I don't imagine that I'm being persecuted. I don't hear any voices. I have no delusions. Except that the world I live in seems all a delusion. But oughtn't I first tell you the circumstances? I've forgotten you know nothing about me.
I know quite enough about you for the moment. Try first to describe your present state of mind.
Well, there are two things I can't understand. But first I must tell you that I really should like to think there's something wrong with me, because if there isn't, then there's something wrong with the world itself, and that's much more frightening. I'd do anything you told me to get back to normality.
We must find out about you before we decide what is normality. You say there are two things. What is the first?
An awareness of solitude. I mean that what has happened has made me aware that I've always been alone, that one always is alone. Not simply the ending of one relationship, not even simply finding that it never existed, but a revelation about my relationship with everybody. It isn't that I want to be alone, but that everyone's alone, or so it seems to me. They make noises and think they are talking to each other. They make faces and think they understand each other, but I'm sure that they don't.
And the second thing?
That's stranger still. Sounds ridiculous, but the only word for it that I can find is a sense of sin.
You suffer from a sense of sin, Miss Coppleston?
Oh, I don't mean sin in the ordinary sense.
And what, in your opinion, is the ordinary sense?
Well, I suppose it's being immoral. I suppose it is wicked to hurt other people if you know that you're hurting them. I haven't hurt her. I wasn't taking anything away from her, anything she wanted. I've been thinking about it over and over. I can see now it was all a mistake. I don't see why mistakes should make one feel sinful. Yet I can't find any other word for it. It's not the feeling of anything I've ever done, but of emptiness, a failure towards someone or something outside of myself. And I feel I must atone. Is that the word?
What had you believed were your relations with this man?
I thought that I was giving him so much, and he to me, and the giving and the taking seemed so right. Then I found we were only strangers, and that we had merely made use of each other, each for his purpose. That's horrible. Can we only love something created by our imagination? Are we all, in fact, unloving and unlovable? Then one is alone. And if one is alone, then lover and beloved are equally unreal.
What does he now seem like to you?
Like a child who has wandered into a forest playing with an imaginary playmate, and suddenly discovers he is only a child lost in a forest wanting to go home.
Compassion. Maybe already a clue towards finding your own way out of the forest.
But even if I find my way out of the forest, I shall be left with the inconsolable memory of the treasure I went into the forest to find, and which was not there, and perhaps is not anywhere. But if not anywhere, why do I feel...